Welcome to On My Walk, the reading podcast that helps you capture reading's aha moments and apply them to your life and leadership. Today, on my walk, I'd like you to think with me about the leadership competency you simply cannot ignore. Now, this comes from the research of Bonnie Hageman, Simon Vetter, and John McKetta, as reported in their book, Leading with Vision. And I have to say this about their book. It is becoming, for me, the most influential book I've read this year for my leadership. And what I want to do on this episode is share with you a startling fact, some sad news, and the solution to the problem. So let me jump right to it. First, the startling fact. Generation Y, Gen Y, millennials, that's those born from 1980 to roughly 1995, maybe you could stretch it out to 1999, get this, are going to make up 75% of the workforce by 2025. 75%. Now here's the sad news. These newbies, according to Hageman, Vetter, and McKetta, is that they're either not joining the corporate world at all, or they're choosing to leave it in droves. Now you think about that, because this has huge implications. If 75% of millennials will not join your organization or will leave it, that's scary. So what's the solution? In other words, how do we engage the 75%? Listen to what Hageman says in this clip.
These brilliant young minds won't be moved by facts and figures. They need an emotional stake in the game. The reality is that many young people would rather go home, live in their parents' garage, get a job at Starbucks, and get creative trying to build the next big thing. That isn't a joke or a dig at Gen Y. That's what they're doing. This generation has needs that must be met if you expect them to use their time on a job. And what are those needs? First and foremost, for them to become truly engaged in the vision, Gen Y needs to feel that what they're doing has some sort of positive social impact. The older generations need to adapt to the new parameters of what employees expect from their careers. Leaders can't just ignore what 3/4 of the workforce are expecting and demanding. Gen Y isn't interested in spreadsheets because they don't believe that a company is a group of numbers. They believe that a company is a group of people with a story to tell. You can't woo them with numbers, but you can win them by offering them an important part in the story. They don't want dry facts. They want the romance and excitement of something bigger than themselves.
Did you hear that? You can't woo them with numbers, but you can win them by offering them an important part in the story. Back in 1992, Bill Clinton was an Arkansas governor trying to unseat George H.W. Bush as president. And his campaign advisor, a man by the name of James Carville, coined the phrase, "the economy, stupid," which came to be, "it's the economy, stupid," which proved to be the game changer in that election. Well, today, when it comes to leadership in general, and vision in particular, it's the story, stupid. And that was my aha moment. You see, the leadership competency you and I simply cannot ignore is vision. But not just any kind of vision. A vision driven by a compelling story. One that goes beyond statements and beyond slogans and captures the imagination of people everywhere, but particularly this 75%, this millennial generation that's looking to be a part of something bigger than themselves. Listen to what Hageman writes. Unfortunately, leaders aren't equipped to provide an effective and compelling vision for this emerging workforce because either they don't know how or they fundamentally don't recognize that Gen Y has different needs and that they are actively changing the rules of engagement, that they need an emotional stake in the game. If you and I want to grow our leadership, if we want to engage that 75%, then we've got to lead with vision, but not simply a vision that just puts words on a piece of paper. a vision that crafts a compelling story, that paints a picture of a future that people say, I want to be a part of. I want to go there. And if storytelling is that important, then I need to step back and I got to evaluate my ability to craft a better story. Am I sharing vision with numbers, spreadsheets, and statements? Or am I sharing a story that paints such a compelling picture that people want to engage, they want to sign up, they want to go there? The most important leadership competency today is leading with vision. A vision that's driven by a compelling story that pictures the future and engages the heart. Well, that's my thought on my walk with Bonnie Hageman, Simon Vetter, and John McKetta in their book, Leading with Vision. Now, the question is, what are you going to do with it? On our next episode, let's explore what we can do to craft that compelling story.